When you see these on films, it is pretty emotional. They cry, they fall around the mask, they roll in the ground, and it's very emotional for them as they call out and mourn their dead ancestor.
Azmat masks like these are used to personify members of the community who have passed away.
These ceremonies happen when there's a certain number of deceased people in the village, and then individual masks are made for each one of these deceased people. My name's Christine Gentini. I'm a conservator in the Michael C. Rockefeller Wing. I work on textiles, fiber, fabrics, and composite objects made of those materials.
In 1961, Michael Rockefeller purchased this mask in Ambisu Village in the Azmat region of southwest New Guinea. It's now been more than 60 years since the mask was made.
And in that time, they've had plenty of time to dry out. And because they are unprocessed plant fiber, they are highly vulnerable to deterioration. What the viewer sees when they see our body masks in the gallery is very orange, desiccated leaves. But at the time that these masks are being made, the leaves are a beautiful, like, lime green yellow. So it's a very colorful garment, and all those young leaves, those juicy leaves that really speak about life, has all left the body mask. So we don't really get to appreciate the body mask the way it was made when it was about to be animated during this ceremony.
The sago leaves come from a type of palm tree that is central to Azmat diet, culture, and cosmology.
Every part of that plant was exploited, including the leaves of the plant. The trees grow about 80 feet tall, and the leaves themselves are very tall. They can be 20 feet tall. There are some great pictures in the literature of these men standing like little tiny toy soldiers next to a giant fern-like leaf.